Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from downtown San Luis Obispo at Foremost Wine Shop, Restaurant, and Lounge. And we're actually down here to learn all about the upcoming International Chardonnay Symposium to be held May 28th through the 30th at Avila Beach in Pismo Beach. Linda Parker Sanpei has been intimately involved in the project. Hi, Linda.
Tom, nice to see you as always. We are thrilled to have the International Chardonnay Symposium right here in our own backyard. We are drawing producers from all around the globe for this event. It's the first time an International Chardonnay Symposium has been held, and we have producers from South Africa, Italy, Australia, and beyond coming. And of course, those from our own backyard, from the Santa Rita Hills, the Santa Lucia Highlands, as well as Edna Valley, Arroyo Grande, and our brethren in the North Coast as well. Phenomenal producers, classics like Gurgage Hills, Hansel, Patson Hall.
For the listeners, we're talking Sonoma and Napa.
And Napa, exactly. And, you know, right here we have two of our all-star producers right here on the Central Coast, so I'd like to introduce them as well. To my left here, we have Eric Johnson with us, the winemaker from Tally Vineyards today.
Hello, how you doing?
As well as Mike Seiner, the owner and winemaker at Seiner LaValle.
Pleasure to be here.
Also here at Foremost, we have a phenomenal wine director, Robin Percelli.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about Chardonnay and the symposium.
The three-day event consists of 12 sub-events. There are two grand tastings, both Friday and Saturday. There will be varied producers at each of those grand tastings. So your listeners can opt to purchase a ticket for either day or a ticket that will take them to both of the grand tastings. Mike, I'd love to hear like your feeling about bringing in all these folks into our community.
It's fun, you know, I've been here for a while, and here in San Luis Obispo Wine Country, we do several events throughout the year that bring in internationals, and this International Chardonnay Symposium is going to be exactly the same. To have friends come in from Oregon, from Napa, Sonoma, Burgundy, to South Africa, it's great to come together and just kind of share ideas, and in fact, there's some technical tasting. There's actually some winemaker-only technical tastings that are going to occur. It's kind of for us, you know, it's like us coming together to kind of do a better job at it. You know, it's funny, one of the things that I've talked about in the past is about Chardonnay is a lot of times it doesn't get a lot of love out there. Sometimes people can, oh, that's kind of blah. But, you know, in California, I got to say, most of it is blah. But you know what? The people who are focused on it do a great job with it. And when you have a world view of Chardonnay, Chardonnay is the best white wine in the world. When you rank that by price, most expensive white wine in the world is Chardonnay at the highest level. So every producer who's going to be here, Shell Beach, at the Cliffs, at Lido, they're going to be bringing their A game. They're going to bring their great wines, and it is. As a local guy who's here year-round, it's fun to show that off because you get guys coming in from Oregon, they're like, wow, Pismo's pretty nice. The surf's good. You know, it's really fun to show off our local scene. So on Saturday, we've got this pretty cool seminar, Diversity and Balance. Moderator Bob Bath, Master Somm, I mean, legit, great guy. I mean, top in the world. Steve Rocks, that good friend from Cubason up in Napa. He's going to come down, hang out in Slowtown. He loves Slowtown. Every time he comes down, he always wants to move down here, you know. Yeah, and we've also got Mark Davidson, global wine educator from Wine Australia. I mean, international people, that's a really cool aspect to it. So having balance in Chardonnay is one of the key components. As a winemaker, if it's going to be naked correctly. You know, if it's going to be oaky correct. Do not do it out of balance. And so that's really a key thing. At the end of the day, you can have a style, and Chardonnay does that. I think Robin touched on that very well, where Chardonnays can be different types, different expressions. But if you're in that zone, you've got to be balanced. I think this seminar is going to really touch on that and kind of educate the consumer what to look for. Looking forward to it.
We also have some exquisite dinners happening around the county and panel discussions and seminars, one of which Laura Whirlin, a cheese author, is spearheading with the Wisconsin Cheese Board pairing with Chardonnay. We also have Brian McClintock from Les Marchands down in Santa Barbara looking at oak versus no oak. Bob Bath from the Culinary Institute of America is doing a tasting at Edna Valley Winery. That will be followed with a delicious lunch that I'll be telling you about just a moment, but he'll be looking at minerality and balance in the wines. Also, we have both Hanzel Winery and Mount Eden doing a retrospective tasting with wines going back into the 90s. And so whether you're looking for something new and fresh with the utmost minerality or big butterball that many people still love and adore, you'll find a really broad brush of different stylistic choices at the International Chardonnay Symposium.
So this is big time, world class.
Absolutely.
Not kind of, sort of.
Not kind of, sort of. And we're bringing in chefs as well. The retrospective tasting that I told you about will be followed by a gourmet lunch paired by Chef Christopher Manning from Thomas Hill Organics. The lunch at Edna Valley on Saturday will be paired with a lunch by Chef Vache from the famed Cracked Pepper in Fresno. Ari Colander, a James Beard nominated chef coming out from Charleston, South Carolina, who's going to be preparing the Le Palais dinner Friday evening with Chef Jacob Moss at Lido at Dolphin Bay. This will be a multi-course dinner that you won't want to miss. And what's really fun about it, the Le Palais style is where the winemakers bring some hidden treasures out of their library. You'll find some wines at those tables that you will not find anywhere else, and so that will be exceptional. And joining us will be Robin and a host of about 20-some top sommeliers from around the country who are going to be pouring and enjoying these wines with us. And so, Robin, delighted to have you with us on this adventure.
Tell us about the Grand Tasting event.
The Grand Tasting, both Friday and Saturday, will feature different winemakers in each session. And so there'll be an intimate opportunity for all the attendees to speak directly with the winemakers. And it's such a great opportunity to watch them collaborate together, shoulder to shoulder, compare notes, and just really have an awesome, great time along the way.
We were all friends. I mean, most of my best friends are winemakers. We all hang out together. We drink each other's wines. We help each other out. So events like this, we can really share a lot of knowledge. And the technical tasting, which is the first time I've done a Chardonnay one, that's going to be amazing. It's going to be really cool to kind of share some things with people and really learn from all these other guys. And, you know, for the Grand Tasting, for me, I got to go around and taste all these different Chardonnays that I don't get to taste all the time, whether it's international or domestic, even maybe some local ones, some new, like Mike's new Chardonnay, they just brought out that white label. I've never had that before, so that's awesome. I get to try that now because of this event. We're consumers at heart. We love drinking other people's wines. You know, we drink our own wine all the time.
That's one of the perks on my end, is I get to taste all of these fascinating Chardonnays from all over the world. And as a sommelier in the area, I'm going to just geek out all day long for the whole weekend, and it's going to be a memorable time. Chardonnay is definitely a chameleon of a varietal. It is so pliable, and to see the range and the versatility of the varietal, it's endless. And to see what's happening in the wine scene is really cool.
And for folks who really want to get into both the food and the wine aspect, on Saturday night there will be a double blind dinner where the winemakers and a sommelier such as Robin will be at the table with the consumer, and they're going to be blind tasting wines as they go through dinner. There'll be a little bit of a competition edge to it too. There'll be 8 different wines, and it'll be their task to try to determine where the wines are from the country of origin, then potentially the AVA, potentially the producer. So that'll be a lot of fun, and that'll be Saturday night.
That could be humbling.
It could be humbling for even the best of sommeliers.
Exactly. And even the winemaker is blind. Yeah, everyone is blind. Yeah. So it's going to be challenging, but I'm excited to take it on. So.
Yeah, I hope I get mine right.
I know I will not get mine right. So. But I'll have a good time at it. That's the key.
Let's get down and dirty with some of the symposium events.
So it's long time been a debate, to oak or not to oak. And especially in today's era, I see more of a leaning towards the non-oak, the naked Chardonnays, if you will, than the big butterballs that we were experiencing in the 80s. And so Brian McClintock from Le Marchand Wine Bar in Santa Barbara is going to be leading that panel discussion with the winemakers from Wente, Presqu'île, Tricycle, Baileyana, and Clos La Chance.
So you've got this Wisconsin cheese complement with Chardonnay. I mean, that's awesome. This is an interesting cast of characters that are on here. First moderator, Laura Whirlin, a cheese author and educator. That's like the greatest job known to man. I mean, cheese and Chardonnay, that's fantastic. That's an everyday meal. But the panelists are all good friends of mine, randomly. Mr. Greg Brewer, the legend Greg Brewer, who I love dearly, is going to be on there from Melville, and of course, Brewer Clifton. Then you have the lovely Ann Moses from Patson Hall, who keeps that ship floating the right direction, I'd say. She is fantastic. And then Jeremy Weintraub, Adelaida, great guy, amazing. Paso Robles, though, so a little bit different aspect with Chardonnay from Paso and cheese, but he's in that way deep west, so that's going to be really interesting. I think these wines paired with amazing cheese with somebody that can kind of tell you what's going on with the cheese and wine, sign me up for it. I'll be there.
So I'm really excited about the Fashion of Chardonnay seminar that's happening Friday. We have moderator Nicholas Miller from Thornhill Company. Our panelist is going to be Brian Talley from our very own Talley Vineyards that we're enjoying right now. St. Francis Vineyard, Gergich Hills. What's so great about this lineup is the variety of styles. You have everything from Napa to the Central Coast, and so understanding how Chardonnay has changed over time is quite motivating for winemakers locally as well as internationally, and it's not a competitive thing, it's just understanding Chardonnay as a whole and understanding your palate and what people are enjoying, and it's going to be really informative. I'm excited.
Well, we have so many great people showing up for this event, both from winemaker perspective.
Well, let's talk with some of the Chardonnay producers that you have here with us.
To my left, I have Mike Seiner, vineyard in Avila Beach. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
For sure. We've got 30 acres of vines over there in Avila Beach, California, in San Luis Obispo County. And today I brought a Chardonnay. It's our new one. We actually releasing it that weekend for the International Chardonnay Symposium. It's going to be the first time anybody can actually taste it. And it's called the White Label Bassy Vineyard Chardonnay. So that's what I brought today. Let's give it a taste and see what the group thinks about it. So, pass it over to Eric from Talley. And Eric, what are you picking up in this wine?
This wine's really cool. I'm not very familiar with Avila growing region except for tasting Mike's wines. And this Chardonnay's got this great weight to it, this oiliness to it, that it's kind of unique. I mean, I think that site, what's the soil like there?
It's sandstone. Yeah. You know, in my time here on the Central Coast, Edna Valley, Santa Maria Valley, it's really unique because it doesn't have as much of that loamy stuff we have down in Santa Maria.
Eric and I were talking earlier, and we were commenting on how coastal influence is really essential for world-class Chardonnay. Would you agree with that?
Oh, certainly. I think, our vineyard's 1.2 miles from the ocean, but all the vineyards here in Slow Coast are all within about 8 miles from the ocean. And I think being so far south on the earth, our friends come from Burgundy, they really kind of go, well, how can you do Chardonnay without so well there? It's because of the east-west running valleys. You know, Edna, Arroyo Grande is really drawing that coastal influence, and so you get that bright acidity, you get a freshness. In blind tastings, we're always looking for a little bit of tropical character and a little bit of that lemon rind, which I think shows off pretty well in the wine we got here today.
Eric, share with us the world of Arroyo Grande Chardonnay.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like we noted, I am the winemaker at Talley Vineyards in Arroyo Grande Valley. And so Talley Vineyards has been around for about 28 years. We've got vines that are about 31 years old. So some older stuff. And as Mike alluded to, kind of more of that loam. You know, we have some sandstone, but it's nothing like Mike's vineyard. It's pretty interesting to see what these old vines do out here. We probably have one of the oldest Chardonnay vineyards Arroyo Grande for sure. And we tend to get a lot of stone fruit, a lot of citrus notes in there. But for us, a lot of structure and a ton of acid. I mean, that's our game, straight acid.
Eric, this is a beautiful wine. It's got that lemon rind going on. Robin, what are your input here?
So this is a blend of all of your estate vineyards on Talley?
Yes, it is. So this is a combination of Rincon Vineyard and Rosemary Vineyards, our two pivotal vineyards that we own in the Arroyo Grande Valley. So I think like the Rincon tends to give a little more power, structure, where the Rosemary's comes in, gives that finesse, that kind of, I think it needs that little ladylike thing to kind of calm it down a little bit.
That's exactly why I asked you, because it's a perfect balance between that feminine masculine style. It's got the acidity, it's got that lovely, beautiful tropical fruit, but very clean and crisp. So very enjoying.
Bravo.
I'm loving the minerality.
As we all know here, that wine is a food, and wine deserves to be enjoyed with food to fully understand its expression.
Absolutely.
Tell us about your world of food and wine.
Yeah, if wine is a food, thankfully, because I do drink a lot of it, so that's what keeps me alive, I guess. But yeah, wine and food goes together. I mean, at every meal in Europe, lunch and dinner, you're having wine with it. And I think we've brought a lot of that over here. And I mean, I have wine with food all the time. So with us, like our Chardonnays, a lot of acid, they're made for food. I guess I'll kick it over to Robin to see kind of what she would pair with some of these Chardonnays from around here.
But you can't really fully appreciate your wine without pairing it, right?
That's the beauty of food and wine pairings, is you don't necessarily need food to enjoy the wine, but it's always nice to bring out some of those subtle nuances in the wine as well as the food when you are pairing. So an example we have here today, which is beautifully paired with Mike Siner's new Chardonnay that he's releasing, we have a locally caught salmon. It's a tartare with a chive aioli, a little black garlic, and a lime vinaigrette. So this pairs beautifully with his wine, not only because of the oily texture of salmon and his weighty Chardonnay that has a bit of that oily mouthfeel, and then the acidity and the minerality you get cuts through the fattiness of the fish, and also pairs beautifully with the lime and the citrus. And garlic is not an easy thing to pair with wine, but his style Chardonnay just cuts right through it and is really beautiful. Thank you so much for having me. I am thrilled to be a part of it. It is such an honor to be working alongside these top winemakers and sommeliers. And yes, just the idea of sharing these library wines, some of the rare and reserve wines that are being offered, poured alongside winemakers from all over the world, is just, it's going to be an amazing event.
I'm on the salmon. What was the dish called again?
Salmon tartare.
This is delicious. Julie Simon here at Foremost is a great friend, and everything she does is fabulous. This really does balance well with this Chardonnay. Great stuff.
To touch back to Foremost, this is not just a wine bar.
It is not. It's actually a full-blown restaurant. We do have a lot of wine to offer. We love to pair all of the wines, local as well as international, with a lot of the dishes just to enhance your experience and just kind of blow your mind.
And you're right downtown, the edge of downtown at the Creamery.
We are. We are in the Creamery, exactly, in the edge of the downtown San Luis, and we're fairly new, just exploding. It's been a real honor to work with Chef Julie Simon and a lot of the top winemakers in the area.
I honestly feel that she is a chef that is incomparable in this area. She is so creative. All you need to do is look at her weekly and daily menus. The menus alone blow your mind, and then you put them in your mouth with a little glass of Chardonnay.
Yeah.
It's been fun to watch you guys do this project here. They've got their own farm out there in Avila. They're growing a lot of their own grains or vegetables. They're sourcing their meats from local producers.
Just to show kind of how great this place is, they paired lamb tartare with our estate Chardonnay, and I hate lamb. That was the greatest lamb I've ever had in my life. Honestly, it was so amazing. It was an amazing pairing. This place is awesome.
Yeah. Have you ever had food pairings where you discovered new things about your wine that you didn't know existed?
Absolutely. There are certain foods that if you have with wines, it completely changes the wine up. That's for sure. Good and bad. I will just say, don't have chocolate with my wine. You know, or asparagus, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, that's what's next.
Exactly.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
We like to push the envelope, so we're challenging the Rosemary's Chardonnay with this next asparagus dish.
Switch it out.
It's a very good pairing.
Yeah.
The acid shines right through. That egg is what makes it, the fat of that egg.
That's what I was thinking, too. The weight, the glycerol of the egg,
yeah.
The fattiness, great acidity in the Italian Chardonnay.
Yeah.
Cut right through it. Made a
kill it.
Dish.
Asparagus, egg.
Like, yeah, it's like a background to it. Asparagus has a spice, an earthy tone to it, but the Chardonnay comes through beautifully.
So it did work.
It did work. I'm an idiot.
That's okay. Well, Julie and I, we have conversations all day long about what we think it'll work, and then magically it happens. She's an artist in the kitchen, and it's so much fun to work with her.
Eric?
Well, I appreciate you putting this fluffy mic in front of me and, you know, feeding me Chardonnay and amazing food from Foremost. Just want to thank everybody here. This was awesome. Go to the Chardonnay Symposium if you love Chardonnay, or if you think you don't like Chardonnay, go, because I will tell you, there are Chardonnays that are on the fence that you want to be on. So buy some tickets.
It sounds like there are going to be attendees from around the country and around the world, as well as Santa Barbara or Monterey.
This is definitely an opportunity to bring your translator with you, because there will be some French producers, Spanish producers, and beyond. So definitely an exciting time for us on the Central Coast.
Because at the end of the day, Chardonnay, without a doubt, is the world's best white wine. It expresses itself, and it expresses place. And that's what passion of wine is about. It speaks of place. We don't sit around and figure out, we don't go to the banana symposium in Hawaii, okay? You don't do that.
A banana is in Hawaii.
It's either ripe or it's not ripe, and it's cheap or it's not cheap. But in Chardonnay, when done well, it expresses place. I can taste Tally in the glass. I can taste, you know, Jack Creek. I can taste, you know, wines from Oregon. They taste like from where they come from. The message is the soil. The messenger is the wine. And Chardonnay is one of the best wines in the world to tell that story. So anyway, come to Pismo Beach, come to Avila Beach, hang out with us, the winemakers, the sommeliers, the good, great food and wine. Let's have fun and celebrate Chardonnay. So if you're loving the Chardonnays, come check it out. It's thechardonnaysymposium.com for tickets, event times, pricing. Go see it, get a ticket, be there, and let's have some fun.
Listeners can go to thechardonnaysymposium.com to see the broad brush of folks attending this year's event.
You've been listening to Linda Parker-San Pei, Eric Johnson, winemaker at Tally Vineyards in Arroyo Grande, California, Mike Siner, winemaker at Siner La Valley Winery in Avila Beach, and Robin Pericelli, the wine director at Foremost Wine Shop, Restaurant, and Lounge in downtown San Luis Obispo, California. They've been talking all about the world of Chardonnay in California and the upcoming International Chardonnay Symposium in Avila Beach in Pismo Beach, California. And I'm your host, Tom Wilmer.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort Maui at Wailea invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning, and Lauren Hayes is our technical assistant.